If you had a happy, supportive, positive, and exciting childhood, and you've grown up feeling wonderful about yourself, unafraid, uninhibited, and full of self-confidence and self-esteem, then what we're talking about here probably won't apply to you. But if you're among the majority, those who have grown up with fears of failure and rejection and feelings of guilt and unworthiness, then you know that these are really the greatest obstacles to the self-confidence that you need to deal effectively with difficult people. We discuss these fears in a little detail because everything in this program is aimed at giving you the specific tools that you need to overcome these fears and inhibitions. With this knowledge, you're just better equipped to build yourself up so that you become unstoppable as a person in everything you do. What we're really talking about here is assertiveness. Assertiveness really means the ability to be your own person and to stand up for yourself in every human interaction, no matter what the situation. Assertiveness is a skill, like typing with a typewriter or riding a bicycle, that you can learn with practice. The good news is that every time you behave assertively, the action itself causes you to feel more effective and your self-esteem and self-confidence goes up. It's almost like a magic button that you can push. But in order to learn something as vital to your success and happiness as assertiveness is not easy. When you attempt to learn anything, you move out of your comfort zone and into your zone of discomfort. Since your natural human tendency is to avoid discomfort of any kind, at any cost, your natural inclination will be to retreat back into your comfort zone. However, to grow, you must consciously resist this tendency and force yourself forward, even though the new behavior feels a little awkward and uncomfortable at first. The fact is that if you're not willing to endure the period of awkwardness that comes before competence and mastery, you never learn and grow and get better at anything. While you're experiencing the awkwardness which comes with saying or doing something that's unfamiliar, you work to relieve your feeling of discomfort by increasing your competence and ability rather than by regressing to your old ways. You resolve to stay the course. You stick with it until the new behavior starts to become comfortable. You begin to feel yourself developing a new level of competence, and eventually the new behavior will be as natural to you as the old one. But with one difference. You will be much more capable of getting the results you desire with the new behavior than you were with the old behavior or way of acting. In talking about assertiveness, it's very helpful for you to select a person that you really like and admire and want to be like. Much of your personality is formed by the people that you consciously and unconsciously look up to. So select a role model, a leader, a man or a woman who is calm and confident and self-assured. Whenever you find yourself in a situation with a difficult person, think about your role model and ask how that person would act in this situation. It's amazing how much this will help you and strengthen you. When I was in sales, for example, I would always think of General Patton with his aggressiveness and his boldness. When I'm dealing with another person, I try to think of Jesus or Albert Schweitzer and how kind and compassionate they might be. Many people create a whole series of role models that they refer to in each area of their day-to-day lives as it becomes necessary. Assertiveness basically means self-esteem. You are assertive to the degree to which you really like and respect yourself and consider your opinions and feelings valuable and worthy of being taken into consideration. The more you like yourself, the more naturally assertive you are, and the more effective you become in dealing with others, even the most difficult of other people. Assertiveness is a purely positive characteristic. There are two other behaviors that are on the opposite sides of assertiveness. You have to be aware of them because we all have a tendency to use them, and you see them demonstrated around you every day. The first of these behaviors is aggressiveness. Assertive behavior is not aggressive behavior. A person who is aggressive tends to be pushy, loud, demanding, overbearing, and obnoxious. A person who is aggressive uses this behavior because it's been successful for him or her in the past. It has become a conditioned response. It's their first line of defense. Whenever they feel themselves in a challenging situation, they switch on to aggressiveness and they begin speaking louder and faster in an attempt to overcome the opposition of the other party and get their way. Aggressiveness is a negative behavior that eventually backfires. It is an attempt to override another person and for someone to get what he wants without concern for what the other person gets. It's basically a form of win-lose negotiation where the aggressive person wins and the other person loses. Aggressiveness, which is closely associated with a superiority complex, is usually rooted in low self-esteem. Often, aggressive people have a very narrow repertoire of behaviors, and if aggressiveness doesn't work, they simply become even more aggressive. And if that doesn't work, they will often do exactly the opposite. They will back off and sulk and refuse to have anything to do with you. At the other end of the spectrum of behaviors is the quality of passiveness. Being passive means letting people run all over you and get what they want, even at the sacrifice of your own best interests. People with deep fears of rejection or feelings of unworthiness often tend to resort to passiveness in any confrontation with other people. They would much rather be unhappy and angry inside rather than speak up and confront another person for any reason. Passiveness is also rooted in low self-esteem. Basically, the passive person does not feel that he or she is of much value, and therefore his or her opinion is not worthy of being considered. In the middle is assertiveness. The assertive person is neither passive nor aggressive. He or she is calm, positive, and firm. The assertive person knows exactly what he or she wants, and at the same time, respects the rights and requirements of others. The assertive person prefers to negotiate and compromise and reach a solution that's acceptable to all parties. The assertive person is quiet and persistent and very clear about his or her goals. And the assertive person is the most successful and effective person in dealing with difficult people.